Get a head start on 2025 with CNBC's Big January, the hottest tech event, CES, from Las Vegas. The data, the numbers, the jobs report, and meet the future of biotech and pharma at JPM Healthcare. Check out the Amex Golf Tournament from California, Inauguration Day, and the meeting of world leaders in Davos. Plus, the first Fed decision of the year. Get ahead of the game. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Right now, it's time for KT to take us on a special journey through some audio of a complete moron.
So Shippy and I have been enamored by this Twitter account that has been going through the archives of Mike Francesa and pulling the most insane clips he can find. Okay. And Shippy and I will sometimes send it to each other and go, wow, that is amazing. Well, this guy's just gone through and we've collected a bunch. Now, we've played a lot of him in the past. Mike Francesa was the former co-host of Mike and the Mad Dog. It was a legendary New York City sports talk radio show.
In the 80s.
Completely different style of radio than we do here.
This is what, like, RJ grew up on.
Yeah, RJ grew up with
like,
stuff.
Like, grew up on. I just want to give people perspective as to how old this guy is. RJ grew up on this.
And it was a big deal. It was they did a 30 for 30 on their
show.
Yes.
That.
Okay? But now Francesa does a show by himself. Now, we've caught him farting on the air, falling asleep on the air, just getting stuff wrong, getting pranked. And this guy on this Twitter account posts all these clips. So Shippy went through a bunch of them. I favorited a bunch of them, and we kind of know what they're all about. And I thought you guys are going to love it. This might be our new series.
I'm very excited.
Which is called Fun with Francesa. All right?
Very excited.
So
about
the first clip is a caller calling into Mike Francesa's radio show. And it's going to start out on an odd note, guys, is this caller is telling Mike Francesa that he killed his dad, his own dad. The caller is telling Mike Francesa that he killed his own dad. Here's what went down.
Robin, Roselle, what's up, Robin?
Mike, I'm going to give it to you from a different perspective. I grew up being abused by my father, okay? Mm-hmm. And my mom knew what was going on. My grandparents, my aunts, my uncles, teachers, neighbors, the police, all knew what was going on.
Well, wait, how is that possible?
Well, because my mom was abused. Now this is.
Well, wait a second. What do you mean? You said your teachers and the police knew what was going on. The police condoned it.
This was from 1963 to 1978.
And the police condoned it.
The police would not do anything because you were not allowed to press charges unless you were 18.
All right. I mean, it's a terror. All right. Okay.
This is what happened. And so I'm telling you, our neighbors knew. My mom's family knew. My father's family knew. So everyone knew what was happening in our house, but nobody stepped in until I killed him. I killed him in self-defense when I was 14 years old.
Well, this is a time, and this is, how do I know? The problem is I can't take this as being a real story. I don't know if this is a real story or not. So, I mean, that's why I can't verify it, okay? And without going on, you know, show me the documentation. Please send it to me, okay? That's what I would say. Show me the whole thing in documentation. Then I'll take it seriously because I don't know if you're making it up or not. I can't do that. So I need to protect the audience from stuff like this if I can't verify it. I don't know if the story's made up or not. I can't tell.
Okay. Maybe don't go on and ramble about it. And there's a chainsaw going on in the background.
That's the other thing. That in a nutshell, more than anything else, is why caller-driven radio is horrible. There is a weed eater going on the entire time.
Oh, that was on purpose. That chainsaw was in the background.
I agree. It was on purpose. He's getting pranked. And then the call goes on forever because he doesn't know how to stop the prank because he's scared to know if it's a prank or not. And then he spends another a minute and a half wasting everybody's time over-explaining why he can't go on with the call that he already let go on about 3 minutes too long. Just horrible.
Just amazing. He's got to see documented proof. Like you're going to
send me documented proof.
Like you're going to revisit that story.
And, right. And you can hear the wheels turning. He's sitting there going, I just don't know if I can take this seriously. I mean, you may have murdered them. You may not have. I've got to protect my audience. It's like, what?
The next one's amazing, too. Now, he's now Sunday Night Baseball. The play-by-play guy is Matt Vasgersian. Matt Vasgersian, formerly the voice of, I believe, the Brewers and the Padres back in the day. I know at least one of them did some stuff on Fox Sports. And it was like one of the voices of the MLB baseball video games. Now he's Sunday Night Baseball play-by-play guy. Matt Vasgersian. Okay, I realize he may not be a household name.
Right.
But here's how you say his name. It's Matt Vasgersian. Just like that. Okay, you're on the radio, Matt Vasgersian. Here's Francesa struggling to get his name right.
The only thing is that, and I think that was wasn't that how do you say his last name? He was filling in for Buck. Vergasian? How do you say the guy's last name? Vergasian? Isn't his last name Vergasian? The announcer? I'm pretty sure that's who was on the game yesterday. You guys don't even know who's doing the World Series. Yeah, I'm trying to say it right. Vergasian? Is that how you say it? They don't know how to say it. Here's my point. You got to know. I don't really want to beat the guy up. He's young. But
it was a Brenneman. Was it a Brenneman?
Oh, was it Brenneman did it or was it
Brenneman.
Was it Brenneman or was it Vergasian who was on the game yesterday doing the Ram game? Who did the Ram game with Aikman? Which one was it? It was Brenneman? Okay. Then it was Brenneman. I couldn't tell. I can't tell those two apart, so I can't tell. I didn't know which one it was. All right. It was Brenneman or was it? I want to be sure because I'm going to knock him here. Was it Brenneman?
I think so.
Look up who it was. Well, look up who did the game. But Vergasian. But who did the game? Can you guys at least tell me who did the game? I mean, I don't expect you guys to watch the game. I just think you could tell me who did the game. Here's the problem with the guy who did the game, who I think it was. They're saying it was Brenneman. If it was Brenneman, fine. I want to know which guy it was because I'm going to knock him. You got to know. You cannot tell me that the Rams and the Packers played in Super Bowl I.
Okay.
That is excruciating.
First of all, I want you to know that Thom Brenneman is the guy who's filling in for Joe Buck. Matt Vasgersian doesn't even do football.
On Fox.
And they don't look alike, and they don't sound alike. And he couldn't even get his name right, and then he's calling his producers to look it up.
That is so painful, dude. I really don't know because I never listened to this.
No, neither.
Was it when he was in his prime? Was it just this?
I think so.
This can't be.
So bad.
He's a human meatball.
Who are the group of people out there that want to hear that?
New Yorkers.
The group of people that are like, yeah, Francesa, pay him all the money.
You know,
I can't wait to hear my sports
from him.
That's
a lot of good stuff there.
Because I can't even formulate my own opinion until I hear him fall asleep on the air.
It's the Fred Armisen Long Island accent from earlier. That's who's listening.
Hey, the company that pays us has been paying him a lot of money for a long time.
I just don't get it. But that is why anytime you get a consultant or a corporate suit who's a big radio guy from around the country, you better be sure that he comes in and understands the sensibilities of each individual market. Because what works on the East Coast does not work in Texas.
No.
And I would imagine what works in Texas won't work on the East Coast, or
right.
What the same with the West Coast. And it's very rare that something is something across the whole country that works. And I do think so much of sports talk is localized because people want to hear about their local teams they're passionate about. But I can't even fathom the person who wants to hear that.
I can't either. I don't understand what the value of it is.
For the next clip, I want you guys to help me out here. This is a touch before my time. Could you describe to some of our younger Tolos who Captain Kangaroo is, what that was?
Yeah, it's basically, from around here, that was Captain Kangaroo was national. Around here we had Mr. Peppermint, but he's like just a children's show host that interacts with puppets and characters and all these different things.
And it's like a Mr. Rogers style show.
Yeah, but it's more exaggerated, more kind of animated. Like Mr. Rogers he did go talk to puppets, but you get the idea. Captain Kangaroo is more of a larger than life character.
Well, a listener sent in a story to Mike Francesa about the war and Captain Kangaroo and Mr. Rogers. Oh, and he read it on the air like it was no big deal.
You want a story off the beaten path? It was about Lee Marvin. Remember Lee Marvin, the great actor?
Absolutely.
He was awarded the Navy Cross. For being wounded at Iwo Jima. He was in the first wave at Iwo Jima. He's on Johnny Carson one night, and Johnny Carson says to him, you think this audience realizes that you're a war hero? And he goes, I'm not a war hero. He goes, there are a lot of braver guys than me. He goes, I'm going to tell you about one. I got shot in the, he said, the rear end. He said, there was a guy standing there on the beach wanting to draw the fire to himself to protect his own men. He said, that guy is a hero. That guy's the bravest man I ever saw. When I came down on a stretcher, he gave me a cigarette, lit a cigarette, put it in me and said, Lee, you're going to be fine. He said, thanks, Bob. He says, I'll see you back in the States. He said, okay. He says,
who was
that man? Maybe you know him. Captain Kangaroo. He said, you might know him as Captain Kangaroo.
That's
Bob Keeshan. Is that unbelievable? Now, This other man was a Navy SEAL, fought in Vietnam, was so renowned as a hand-to-hand combat guy, basically a lethal killer. They say he had 25 kills on his resume. He had tattoos up and down his arms, so he always wore, he went into show business, he always wore a shirt and he always wore a sweater because he wanted to cover up all the tattoos that he had on his arms from his days as a decorated Navy SEAL and a warrior. He was a warrior. He was a lethal killer. You know who he was?
No.
Mr. Rogers.
Oh, my God. That's unbelievable.
Would you believe that? I read this today. I said, I got to mention this. This is the most remarkable thing. Lee Marvin, buried in Arlington, oh, bravest man he ever met, who was Captain Kangaroo, who was decorated, and the guy who was a Navy SEAL, one of the great hand-to-hand fighters in the military, was Mr. Rogers.
We have to do a little addendum now to the Mike story that Mike gave us a half hour ago. What do you have?
Doug, it's unbelievable.
Never believe what you read, huh?
It's unbelievable.
None of this is true now?
Captain Kangaroo, what's not true, they say, is that Marvin and Captain Kangaroo fought together. According to this Urban Legend website that someone had, they actually have these same stories on the website, and they say they're not, that none of them are true.
God, it's so painful. It is so. Who allows this to happen?
And who's the person who says, hey, we got to get Francesa more money. We could lose this.
I mean, I can tell you who it is. I mean, you guys probably know all too well.
Yeah, it's they got advertisers that are willing to throw money at Mike.
That's just a touch. Maybe next week we'll get into some more fun with Francesa on the Ben and Skin Show.
I would like it to be a weekly segment.
I can do that for you. We got a lot in the tank, trust me.
Absolutely.